are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
You are back in the limelight on Voice America's Influencers Channel on this glorious day. I am out in Los Angeles again, so beautiful weather. I don't know where you are, but if you're shoveling snow, we're sorry. I love this show today because we are talking about glitz, glamour, and luxury. And we just got off the phone with a lovely interview with Linda Samuels and Classic International Woman. I am the emeritus queen, if you will. I've never been a queen before, but I'm going to be queen for a day when I go ahead and crown the new gal. And we love this pageant system because it's for gals over 45 years of age. And you heard the interview before. So if you are interested, get over there to classicinternationalwoman.com and get yourself signed up. We'll see you in Las Vegas in October. In the meantime, I've got another very spectacular woman you all need to know about. When we talk about solopreneurs and entrepreneurs, we know exactly how much work that is. And we need PR people. There's just no way around that. We need them to help us. And my next guest specializes in luxury brands and lifestyle marketing. So she tells and shows the world exactly who you are. And isn't that lovely? Because it takes so much work off of us when we deal with someone like Alexis Day. Hello, beautiful lady.
Good morning and good afternoon to anyone that is outside of the LA. West Coast.
Yeah. Everybody, while we're talking to her, you can go to Alexis Day Agency. So that's AlexisDay Agency.com. Go look at her gloriously beautiful and luxurious website as we're speaking. And she gives us an idea as to why, I think I know why people need PR agents. And again, I think it's for time, but it's really for so much more. Isn't it, Alexis? Give us people an idea how your boutique agency helps luxury brands with their marketing and public relations.
Okay. Well, as you said, any business or anyone that's trying to promote a brand or possibly even themselves as the brand, they need PR. PR, really just broken down, is starting the buzz, getting people to talk about you. You want to be authentic, of course, in all that you do, so you don't want the buzz to just be, empty. But definitely you need PR to help people, again, getting the word out. But what it is really people nowadays want to, they don't really want to be sold to. So when you hear a recommendation or such from someone that you know and trust, that seems to be the way things are moving towards now, rather than the traditional advertising where people feel like, well, it's all about a money exchange. I don't know if I should believe them. So PR is really where you find your success these days, because it's more word of mouth.
Yeah. And, I think it's always really, when you're talking about yourself, it has one value. When somebody else talks about how fabulous you are, it brings a whole nother equation to the table. And it's so true. We can write our bios and we can send them out, and we can, there's all kinds of different things that as solopreneurs and entrepreneurs we can do. But it just doesn't always land the same way. And that's, I think, where also PR agents and agencies that come into play. Because you can do it and say it so much better than we ever could. Why did you decide to niche into the luxury brand market?
Honestly, the luxury brand market, it found me in a way. It started out with my upbringing, but when I was a luxury realtor, I moved from Los Angeles to Atlanta. And coming from Los Angeles, and I'm assuming coming from Los Angeles, people just associated me with the entertainment and luxury arena. So I walked into my brokerage office one morning, and a colleague introduced me to someone from Bank of America, a lender, and she introduced me as, "This is Alexis, one of our agents to the stars." And I looked at her and I just said, "Okay, don't freak out, Alexis. Just go with it." And so after she said that, I literally took that and built my brand around that. But to answer your question even more so, I actually, and this is a testament to my parents, I'm not at all bragging, but I actually did live somewhat of a quote-unquote charmed life growing up. So, we lived in an oceanfront property or home in Palos Verdes Estates, and just the circle of my family's friends put me in that luxury arena, and it's something that I know that I'm comfortable with. And so when this broker said that to me, I thought, well, that makes sense. Why don't I start marketing myself in the fashion and, in the market that I know? And so it took off from there. And so now that I have my marketing and PR agency, naturally I'm staying right there in my little niche with the luxury market.
Mm-hmm. When you work with a luxury brand, what are the things that you need to be more aware of and possibly cautious of?
Well, when you're working with the luxury market, I think what you need to be cautious of is the delivery of your message. It's a totally different market, I would say, I consider, from the masses. The luxury market, the masses typically, you're trying to reach everyone, and it's about this is what's hot, this is what's going on, everyone's getting it, make sure you don't miss the opportunity to have it, And so the luxury market, when they hear that everyone's having it, they're not running out the door like everyone else is to go get it as if they're going to miss it. They typically are like, if everyone has it, I don't want it. So it's really about how you are delivering your message as a brand to attract that particular clientele and market.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that luxury brands are more difficult to work with, more exacting and more, what's the proper word I'm looking for here? They expect more, or are they a little bit easier at the table because they know that they've come to the right place and there? I mean, what kind of, I guess I'm trying to get the feel of, are they difficult to work with, or are they really a little bit more simple to work with than, as you called them before, the masses?
Yeah. Well, honestly, I don't really consider them more difficult because it's like working pretty much with any market. You just have to know your market. So when you understand their expectations, you understand, again, what attracts them, you understand what pushes their hot buttons and, makes them move into action, then it's not really difficult because that means you're aligning yourself to do the right things. And so that eliminates a lot of the difficulty. So it just goes down, it just boils down to really knowing their mindset and how they operate. And so, but I would say that one of the differences is they do expect a certain level of quality, exclusivity, customer service, and all of those things. And I always tell people that it's not necessarily the size of their wallet, that makes them. A lot of people have this idea, if they're wealthy, they're difficult. But it's not really the size of their wallet. But they do, for the most part, expect a certain level of quality just because that's their lifestyle. That's what they become accustomed to. So if you're catering to that market as a PR person, a marketing person, or both, or any type of service to that clientele, then you really just want to make sure that you are giving them the best that you can, because they do look for quality and exclusivity.
Mm-hmm. Do you work with, I don't know, I'm going to ask a question. It's going to be a silly question, but I'm assuming that there are luxury startups, right? Luxury brand doesn't necessarily mean it's been around forever or not.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. You have to start somewhere and there's someone starting every day. Even with our agency, we work with established brands, and we also work with the startup brands, as you just mentioned. But as long as the startup brands have a high quality product or service that they're offering.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know that you recently started up the magazine and it came out. It debuted in November. It's called The Contour of Luxury. And it was gorgeous. It was absolutely beautiful and super glorious. And I loved getting it and watching it and looking through it. And it was absolutely beautiful. As we had spoken about before, another full-time job. And I'm wondering why the idea, how did it come about? And what was the feedback on your first issue?
Well, first of all, thank you for the compliment. And I really appreciate the fact that you've taken the time to look through it. The feedback has been amazing. And to be honest with you, putting together this particular type of publication, this was my first time out, so I was a newbie at it. And even I'm a little astonished when I look at it. I think, gee, did I do that? But I also have a really amazing and devoted and highly talented team that worked with me. This came about because I was trying to, and as a creative person, I'm always trying to figure out what can I do to stand out, just like I would do for, my clients coming in and wanting to be catapulted ahead of their competitors in the luxury market. So I'm always thinking, what can I do to build my brand and get out there?
Alexis, I'm going to stop you. So forgive me for doing this, but we do have to go to break. I want to learn a lot more about the magazine. I want everybody to know where they can go to find it because it's really a beautiful publication. I am going to go to break. Everybody, you are listening to Alexis Day. Again, alexisdayagency.com. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Stories. Be motivated. Be inspired. Join us today. Voice America Influencers.
Do you feel shackled to your business? Do you feel that there is no room for anything else, like a personal life, family, fun? Did you know that there is another way? Listen for The Unshackled Life with hosts Aaron Scott Young and Michelle Pearson Young. They'll discuss what helps your business work better for you so that you get to have a life. Aaron Young has been starting and running companies for over 30 years. It's time for you to finally have the time, money, and freedom that you've always wanted. The Unshackled Life, Mondays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Influencers.
Want to improve your health, business, and life just by listening to a radio show? Well, we can at least move you in the right direction. Listen for Spotlight, the Allison H. Larson Show. Each week, Allison will speak with amazing guests and find out what's changed their lives and how they are changing the lives of others. From beauty to health to business and personal relationships, we're here to inspire you to live your life of passion. Listen every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Influencers Channel.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
This is the Voice America Influencers Channel. Be inspired.
You are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
Hey everybody, we are back with Alexis Day. Again, Alexis Day Agency. She is one of Hollywood's top PR agents. She does work within the luxury realm, and we're talking about the new magazine that she's just come out with in this past October called The Contour of Luxury. You can find out more about that at contouroflux.com. Alexis, I don't know, a woman like you that just didn't have one more thing to put on her plate pulled off this magazine, because again, it is gorgeous. So before we went to break, you were talking about it and enlightening us as to how it came about and how proud you were of it as well, of the final product. Tell us a little bit more.
Yes. Well, this came about really, someone told me one day, she says, Alexis, she follows me on Facebook. She says, you know, I always watch and follow what you write, and it draws me in, and it always leaves me wanting more. Have you ever thought about, you know, starting a blog? And I said, no, it just really never interested me. And then one day, as you were saying, I can get so busy, and I was trying to figure out how can I market myself, and then, but, you know, try to do all these things that I'm trying to do, like sort of kill two birds with one stone. And then I circled back in my thoughts about this blog idea. And so the idea of a blog never really attracted me. But then, being a creative person, I said, you know, if I could turn this blog into a sleek magazine format, that would make me happy instead of, you know, a website. So that's really how it all became, how it all came about. But the intent of the Contour of Luxury for me is to build mutually beneficial relationships with individuals, brands, and services, as you also mentioned, in the luxury realm. And I felt like this would be a great opportunity because we all know that really no matter what business you're in, people want to do business with people that they know and they trust. So this would give me an opportunity to go in, introduce myself to these brands, and feature them, you know. Absolutely. So I'm giving them something as well. And I'm also giving something to my viewers. So that's really how it came about.
Yeah, I mean, perfect for viewers, perfect for clients. And what a calling card. I mean, you talk about a business card when you walk in anywhere and show them that, you know, it just isn't just my business card, but I've got a magazine too. It really just puts you in a different category as a PR agent. Go ahead.
No, no, I was just saying I agree. my mind, I don't know what I was thinking about. I thought I thought it through, but after completion, I realized the more doors that opened up for me that I hadn't really, you know, fully thought through, and it's been pretty amazing.
So what are the next steps for the magazine? I'm assuming is it looking for more sponsors and advertisers?
Yes. The debut issue actually, really just seemed like it just had such great reviews, and it has caught on. And we're now in the process of, we're producing the next issue. And so with that, I decided, you know, maybe we should start offering advertisement space, as you just asked. And so I'm looking into how to incorporate that so that, it doesn't have to be only the people that I'm selecting to highlight. But this will also be an opportunity for other people to sort of get in on the attention from the viewers that we've accumulated.
So I know that you, as Alexis Day Agency, have a newsletter, because I get that all the time, or once a month, or whenever it is. But you have the magazine as well. So are you also looking for content?
You know, I'm always looking for content. And I'm realizing, I'm recognizing even more so the people that I know around me that I hadn't really thought about in a certain way. But there's so many talented people out there, and not just locally, but across the globe. There was a gentleman that befriended me on Facebook, for instance, and he's in Italy, and he makes the most gorgeous handcrafted men's shoes. I mean, just beautiful. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so now my eyes are just open to all these brands.
I know exactly
brands
who you're talking about. Yeah, I know
who
you're talking
gorgeous.
About. Yeah.
And so I said, I have to reach out to him. He needs to be featured, and these people need to know about him.
Yes.
So
I know who you're talking
really
about.
Fun.
Yeah. By the way, I'm going on my Italy trip in May. We'll talk about that tomorrow when you and I have coffee. We are probably coming. We have another couple of minutes. And so how do people, you know, if somebody wants to work with you, what are the first things that they need to know and or bring to the table?
Well, first of all, we do work in the luxury realm. And I do not want to at all sound snobbish, but we really, really do try to cater to the, you know, to the high end luxury. Again, because so many marketing and PR agencies, there's enough coverage for, you know, for the masses. And so we really try to, you know, have a niche market and go for the, you know, really exquisite products and services. It doesn't mean it has to cost $1 million, but, you know, really top quality. And we also work with luxury realtors, because that's my background as well. And so, you know, the best way to reach us, though, would be to go to our website. And that's Alexis at Alexis Day Agency. And I'm sorry, I just gave you my email, but it's alexisdayagency.com. And you can go to our contact section and just, you know, fill in the content there, and we'll, you know, get right back to you.
Wow. Okay. Well, it sounds like you're a busy lady. I mean, what do you do in your free time?
You know what?
Here's a question I always tell Alexis. Here's the one I hate. Here's the question I hate the most in the world. When people say, so what do you do for fun? And I'm kind of thinking that women like you and I, we're really living our fun. I mean, our work is also our fun, because how much more fun could it be than to have, you know, a PR agency for luxury brands, to have your own magazine, to be meeting some of the coolest people on the face of the planet, and to be getting paid for it.
That's right. And I tell people the same thing. I'm like, you know, how much more fun is it to, you know, than to go to these events that you get to go to and talk to these different people and, you know, write about it. And it's just, it's a lot of fun. It is a lot of work, and you do have to have a passion. Actually, I literally launched this blogazine from my hospital bed. And I told one of my interns that.
Yes, I know you did. Yeah, you and I were in contact when you were laying there. I was very worried. And somehow you plowed right through all of that. And that, you know, again, it's just a testament to the amazing woman that you are and how dedicated you are to your business and to your clients, which I think is extremely noble, because I don't know that if I were laying sick in a hospital bed, I could launch a magazine, Alexis. I just don't know that that could happen. But anyway, it's truly the passion that fires us, and it fires us up and keeps us moving forward. And you're better now, and the magazine is doing well. Now, when can we expect the next issue?
Well, if I can stay on track, which I'm really trying to do, I'm still very new at this. The next issue will be the February March issue. So we're trying to hit our deadline. It will be a little after the mid-February that it should come out.
Okay. Well, at least you didn't say the next issue comes out the next time I'm in the hospital. So that's good.
Oh, no. But hey, if it does, I'll do the same thing. I'll tell the doctor when he looks at me, I'll say, can I go home first and get my computer, and I'll be back? And he said, yes.
Oh, that's too funny. That is a riot. Well, anybody, you have been listening to Alexis Day again, alexisdayagency.com. If you're in the market for some phenomenally glorious and luxurious PR, she's the lady that you're going to be wanting to talk to out here in Hollywood, California. We're going to be meeting tomorrow, so I can't wait for that. Alexis, thanks for being on the show. And everybody, you can always find me on all the socials. It's Clarissa Burt. You can find me there. I'm sure you can find Alexis Day there as well. And every Tuesday at 11 o'clock PST, we're going to be here. I'm going to be introducing you to some more really extraordinary people, solopreneurs and entrepreneurs that are doing the thing just like you and me. So I hope you got some golden nuggets today. If not, for sure you got some luxurious nuggets today. And we will be back at the very same time this next coming Tuesday. Goodbye, everybody. And remember that you are only as beautiful as your last good deed.
Thank you for joining your host, Clarissa Burt, for In the Limelight. Be sure to come back for another great show next Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Influencers Channel. Make this your week.